The fires burning in Northern California have now grown to over 200,000 acres, destroyed or damaged 5,500 homes, and have killed more than 40 people. Closer to home, the area in the mountains of eastern Madera County near Yosemite is recovering from the railroad fire that threatened communities, resorts, and even a large grove of giant sequoias just last month. FM 89's Ezra David Romero reports from the historic Yosemite Mountain Sugar Pine Railroad on the recovery efforts.
Josh Treyer conducts train rides every couple hours along a four-mile route in the Sierra National Forest. It's all part of the Yosemite Mountain Sugar Pine Railroad. In late August, the fleet of trains and historic buildings almost went up in smoke.
As you guys could probably tell, we did have a little fire here a few weeks back.
On large portions of the ride, both sides of the forest and a little bit of the railway are charred. The wildfire started not too far away from the line. General Manager Shane Blackwell was on site that day, August 29th.
We were preparing to board for our second run of the day, a 12:30 run. Yeah, one of our employees had spotted a plume of smoke across the street from our entrance. We went into immediate action.
Blackwell then knew this historic property was at risk of burning, and his crew tried to put the fire out themselves.
We took the pump truck up, saw that it was out of our range, came back to the railroad, and by that time the fire was right on the highway's edge.
Blackwell and the rest of the staff were eventually evacuated. Fire crews moved onto the property to actively protect the railway on all sides. Blackwell says if it wasn't for crews choosing to stage here, the railroad would have been lost.
The fire went right around us. Even on our main line of track, there's only a portion of it that is affected by this fire, and I think it's again a tribute to those men trying to preserve this piece of history.
The company's operated here since 1965 at the site of the old Madera Sugar Pine Railroad, which operated from 1899 through 1931. The train was used to carry lumber that was logged here. Today, the company operates two historic geared steam locomotives called shays, which run off pressurized steam and fuel oil. Because there weren't enough tourists today to fill the 200-person train, we're riding what's called a Jenny rail car that can go about 20 miles per hour. It's a Ford Model A automobile converted for rail that kind of looks like a small version of a San Francisco cable car.
They were taxis, you could say, transporting men to and from mill sites to work sites. Rather than firing a steam locomotive, which is quite labor-intensive.
Now, a month later, Blackwell says the railroad is still feeling the effects of the fire. Parts of the forest around the line are charred, and he says the company lost revenue because of the blaze.
We did lose a substantial amount of business. We missed one of our busier weekends, Labor Day weekend in September. We're just happy that it didn't stop our season. We were able to get one more little go before we shut down for winter.
But for the other riders and I, the fire damage is adding to the experience. As we head back to the station, Blackwell points out an area scorched by fire.
This wasn't a purposeful burn here. This was just something they were trying to maintain.
For visitors who weren't able to make it up because of the closure, the railroad will be open through October and maybe into November if weather permits. Taking a ride in the Yosemite Mountain Sugar Pine Railroad, I'm Ezra David Romero with Valley Public Radio News.